Hannah Esther.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Taking away feeling? The minute or two.
Okay,
I'm doing
no problem.
Well.
Good. I'm gonna go on mute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Brandela.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hannah's on her way.
Okay.
She and I were talking. Sorry.
So we will wait for her, I guess.
Yeah, she should.
Hannah.
Hey,
good evening.
Sorry I'm late.
I do. Not a problem, and I believe Brandy said you were coming, so.
Yes. Yes.
We're starting with section 3 in Noah. It starts with verse 18, and we'll start with the Lashon Yehud. Lashon Yehud, kutcha barichu ishkinte bit hilur himud hilur hilur himu. Vayachka l'shem yudhe bavate v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, v'asok Torah mitzvah. V'ayhi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu k'nonei alele ma'asei adenu k'nonehu. Eile toldot noach v'gomer Rabbi Yehuda petach Tovish chonen umalva yekalkel devarav b'mishpat tovish dakut shabrichu dikreto kimadiktiv tov Hashem lakol uktiv Hashem. Ish milchama lehai kochonen umelve la tardilet leya midileya behahuatar mine itzan yekalkel devarav b'mishpat tehahu davar la itzan ela b'mishpat kimadiat amer tzedek b'mishpat mekon kisacha. These are the generations of Noah. Rabbi Yehuda began his discourse on the verse, a good man lends with a good grace. He conducts his affairs justly. He said that a good man refers to the Holy One, blessed be he, who is called good. As it is written, Hashem is good to all. And it is also stated that Hashem is a man of war. He is gracious and lends to all, which is Yesod. Because Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, who is there on Pin, bestows and lends his abundance of mohin upon Yesod, the place that has nothing of its own, which is the female principle. That place, the female principle, is nourished by it, Yesod. The words he conducts his affairs justly refer to the fact that the female principle is nourished only according to justice, which is the mohin of the illumination of Chachma. As it is written, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. So righteousness, which is the female principle, is nourished by justice. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that's several verses from Torah that we know, but I don't get the Kabbalah meaning.
You don't get the what?
I don't quite see the Kabbalah meaning to it. I mean, every one of the verses that they quoted from Torah, I know when it says he's a man of war, they're referring to Adonai Tzavaot. He is gracious and lends to all, and what a good man lends with good grace and conducts his affairs justly. And these are the generations of Noah. These are all scriptures that we're familiar with. But when you get into the Mokim, and I kind of understand a bit about Yesod, because everything has to come through that, and Hashem, who is good, and sending us his Shefa, it has to go through Yesod. But I'm not sure those last few sentences. I hope someone else has something to add.
Let's start. It's a good question.
Justice and justice come together to be in the middle column, the central column.
Well, let's take it one step at a time.
Okay.
You have the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two levels to this name. There is the overall level of the Creator and the light from the Creator that is essentially the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. But then you have the idea that in Zeranpin, that's also Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. But it's a lower, I can't say it's a lower level because that will mislead you. But when you talk about Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, you always have to define the frame of reference. Now here we're defining the frame of reference as Zeranpin, not the overall. And as Zeranpin, essentially we're talking about Noah, who we learned in the last couple of sections, Noach is related to Yesod. Now, what is the purpose of Yesod? Yesod is a funnel that takes all of the five Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod. It takes those five, and it takes the level of chassadim, the level of mercy, from each of them, because they each have a chesed within them. So it takes the chesed from each of the five, but it also takes the givurah from each of the five. So you have within Yesod this funnel composed of five chassadim, five chesed, and five givurot, five judgments. And these 10 items get funneled into Malchut, the feminine principle. Now we have terms, we have righteousness is one term, and we have righteous, a different term. One is male and one is female. We have judgment and we have justice. They are not the same things. So those last two statements, righteousness and justice, are the foundation of your throne. Righteousness is the right column and justice is the left column. Actually, righteousness is the right column and justice is the left column. I said that wrong twice. Righteousness is the right column and justice is the center column, because justice represents judgment sweetened by mercy. But what is, how does Chokhmah, or the Mohin of the illumination of Chokhmah, the illumination of Chokhmah is a watered down version of Chokhmah. Now, when I say watered down, I don't mean it in a negative diminution. It's watered down because it's been transformed to a lower level of intensity. The illumination of Chokhmah is the level of Chokhmah that can be revealed in the vessel of Malchut. The Mohin is always referring to Keter Chokhmah Bina, the higher level Sephirot. So the idea that the righteousness, which is the right column, within the frame of the feminine principle, which is Malchut, this is nourished by justice. Righteousness, the right column of Malchut, is being fed through Yesod to the center column. It's causing Malchut to move to the center column, and that's the meaning of nourished by justice. Now, have I confused the issue for you?
Oh, no, not at all. No, I couldn't repeat it. But
well, you can listen to the recording and write it down and study it, because these are all code words.
Right.
And the real important aspect is to realize that Yesod is this channel, this funnel, that takes everything that comes from at the spiritual level and lets it flow into Malchut. But does it flow into Malchut in a frame of judgment? Or does it flow into a Malchut in a frame of the central column? Or does it flow into Malchut in the frame of the right column? Which is rare, but it does happen.
Well, to the central column.
And that's what this is saying, that Noah, who represents Zeranpin, who represents Yesod, is flowing into the central column of Malchut. Normally, Malchut is built from the left column. We learned that in the Book of Bereshit. But here it's saying with Noah, which, remember, Noah invented the plow. Noah brought comfort to the world. And so what we're saying is with Noah, at that time in the process of development of the world, Malchut, the physical world, became settled. It started to move over to the central column from the left column. Should I continue, or are you comfortable? You need to ask more questions about this.
I think we can go on.
Okay. If anybody wants more explanation, just keep asking questions.
Well, you did a very good job. So, I mean, I could see the moving to the central column, and I think I said that in my what I did have to say, and you certainly did add to it. So that was a good explanation.
Devar acher tovish. I should have said this is verse 19. Dat tzadik b'tiv imru tzadik ki tov ki peri malehem yokelu rabbi yosei amar da noach diktiv noach ish tzadik rabbi tzak amar da Shivcha deshavat deveya patachto diktiv tov lehodot le'ashem. A different meaning is that a good man signifies the righteous. As it is written, say to the righteous that it shall be well with him, or that he is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. So the righteous are called good. Rabbi Yossi said that a good man alludes to Noah. As it is written, Noah was a righteous man. Rabbi Yitzhak said that a good man alludes to the glory of the Shabbat, referring to the mochin of the day of Shabbat. Because the text begins with the words, it is a good thing to give thanks to Hashem. Questions, comments, thoughts?
They're giving us a lot of codes for the word good.
Yes, they are. Does Shabbat have mochin?
Yes, that's what it says. It leads
yes,
to the glory, referring to the mochin of the day of Shabbat.
If Shabbat had mochin, there would be 10 days to every week.
Oh,
but there are
that?
Only 7 days. But you've also heard me tell you that there is mochin, but it's concealed in Shabbat. The energy is there that comes from the upper three sephirot because it's a complete day of rest. All 10 sephirot are included in Shabbat, but 3 of them are concealed. Those are the mochin. They get revealed in certain prayers. Well, I'm not going to go into it now. One, because I forget which prayers do what. But over the course of studying the Zohar, you'll get that information. And the idea is that on Shabbat, we are manifesting the energy of the week. But we're also receiving the energy for the mochin of the next week, the upper sephirot for the next week. And that's why when we study, we can study the Torah portion for the week before the Shabbat and the week after, because you're receiving the energy on that Shabbat from the Torah reading for all of the 10 sephirot. So is it still confusing?
No. you make it so simple. It's just...
It wasn't simple for me when I first started to study either. You have to think it through. You have to remember different things that you've learned. And sometimes it's hard to do that.
Well, I would have just taken that phrase referring to the mochin of the day of Shabbat as its meaning like that. I don't think I would have thought of it having to be, that 3 are concealed. But when you say it, yes, that's it. of course, that's the psalm that you, you know, Psalm 118, when we do Havdalah, we're giving thanks in Hebrew, you know, with that psalm.
Yes.
You know, so I can see it linked to Shabbat very well.
I'm going to call the class today because there's only two more verses in the in this section.
Okay.
And there's a lot to think about with those first two verses we discussed today.
Okay.
Does anybody have any other questions? The 7 o'clock class. Go ahead, Randy.
No, I don't have any more questions.
Well, thank you for letting us know. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
The class at 7 o'clock tonight will continue our study of the Third Temple. And tomorrow at 1:30, we will be doing a Tikkun Rachel like we did today. That 4:30, we'll do the balance of section 3 in the Zohar as a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we'll continue our study of the Third Temple.
I'll be on the road tomorrow during the Kun Rakel time, but I should be back by 6 in the afternoon, so but I will miss that.
I just want to remind you, because of my preparation on Thursday night is the connection to Joseph HaTzadik. And the best way to prepare is to study the Torah from the parashiyot, the parashas of Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayishlach, and Vayechi. Those last four parashas in the book of Genesis.
But you're not doing a lot of Zohar. Are you?
There's a lot of Zohar there. So feel free to study all of it. I didn't hear what you said, Hana.
You're not going to do a class then?
No, because I'm preparing for the colonoscopy on Friday.
Okay.
And it's just not appropriate if I have to.
I was thinking you'd done that last week. I thought you had it last week.
No, last week I had an echocardiogram that I hadn't had for a couple of years. So, you know how the medical profession does. They do everything every 3 month cycles. Everything gets done at the same time.
Yeah, I had two appointments today. This morning, one this afternoon, and all day tomorrow, driving to St. Martinsville. I know what you mean.
But it's all good.
Okay, thank you.
So you all have a good evening.
You too.
Shalom to all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.